Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for day three of our lesson about Hualien from a hot air balloon. We've been enjoying Nathaniel's experiences with his friends as they got to take a trip up into the air in a hot air balloon. What was the first part of his story about, Carolyn?
Well, on the first day, we talked about and learned what Nathaniel and his friends were there to do. They were on a mission to participate in Hualien County's first hot air balloon event. So this is the first time that they've had a hot air balloon event in Hualien County, and they wanted to participate. And it sounds very exciting with fire breathing into the balloons and just rising into the air. Now, what did we discuss on the second day?
Well, we learned about how some people went up into the air, and you could see that with the wind, you're not sure where the hot air balloon is going to go. So many people were holding their breath as the hot air balloon would come quickly down to the ground. And of course, Nathaniel and his friends were able to get into a white hot air balloon, and they enjoyed a beautiful view as they gazed down below. Well, it's time for us to continue with his story, Hualien from a hot air balloon.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. Our view from the balloon can be summed up in one word, beautiful. Hualien's fields and mountain peaks shone bright green against the blue sky. And watching the people far below us was a relaxing moment in a busy day. The wind blew gently, causing us to sway a little from side to side. While in the air, Dawin told us of some of his experiences. He even told us of a close call he had experienced in Malaysia.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're on the last day of our adventure in the skies with teacher Nathaniel, as he describes to us an experience of a lifetime. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Sum up. Sum up is a phrasal verb. The word tiring sums up my weekend pretty well. Sway. Sway is a verb. The tree's branches swayed in the wind. Release. Release is a verb. The factory owners got in trouble for releasing chemicals into the ocean. Pilot. Pilot is a verb. Ryan is taking a class on how to pilot an airplane. Your more information words are balloon. Balloon is a verb. Hualien. Hualien is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, Dawin does seem like a professional. It seems like he's done this many times before. Let's go back to the top of our lesson here today. Nathaniel writes, "Our view from the balloon can be summed up in one word, beautiful." Well, let's take a look at those words from our word bank. Sum up. When you sum something up, that means maybe you can describe something with a lot of words, but you only use a few. You sum it up. You make it short.
That's right. So they just want to provide a short description of what this experience was like. And it was beautiful. So just one word can be used to express what they saw. And it was just beautiful.
Well, sometimes your teacher might ask you to sum up your experiences, to say something in a very short way. Maybe you went on vacation somewhere and you have a lot to share, but you only have a little bit of time. You need to sum up your vacation for your friends.
That's right. And maybe you had a very busy, busy weekend. There were so many things going on. But to sum it up, my weekend was just busy.
All right.
One word.
I like that phrase, though, to sum it up. To sum it up, my weekend was busy. And of course, this is a beautiful sight in Hualien. Nathaniel continues, Hualien's fields and mountain peaks shone bright green against the blue sky. I like that contrast, the bright green mountains against the blue sky.
That would be very beautiful to sum it up in just one word. And Hualien has mountain peaks, but there are also fields. So they are in a big field right now where they are enjoying this hot air balloon event. So the balloons are in a field and there are mountains all around. Mm-hmm. The sky is blue. This would be just a wonderful thing to get to enjoy.
That's true. And I love the word he uses here too, shone. So it's like it's shining. It's shone bright green. Okay, and Nathaniel continues, and watching the people far below us was a relaxing moment in a busy day. So I didn't realize they were really busy until now in our lesson. I guess they were really busy, but this was a relaxing moment.
Yes, so it must have been very peaceful to just be lifted up into the air, looking down as mm-hmm. the people are getting smaller, things are getting a little bit further away, and you can just relax. And hopefully they trust their pilot, Dawin, to take them where they are supposed to go.
It's true. Well, I do like a phrase here in this sentence. It's a relaxing moment in a busy day. Sometimes we use these words to contrast two things. Something in a something else. For instance, I might say, Carolyn is a warm light in a sea of darkness. Carolyn, you are. You're a beacon of light in a sea of darkness.
Oh, well, thank you, Gabe. Well, let us continue reading. The wind blew gently, causing us to sway a little from side to side. So they weren't being carried away like the first group had, but they did sway a little bit from side to side. And let's look at that word sway. Sway just means to move back and forth. So maybe you like to sway to music instead of just dancing. You just sway a little bit. How else can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, yeah, I think of music and dancing. But of course, I also think about some people who have a hard time making up their mind about something. They can't make decisions. They sway from side to side. They sway because they're not able to make a decision very easily.
Well, we also want to make sure that you keep your balance. So if you sway from side to side, you might be about to fall.
Uh-oh.
So we should be careful if we see someone begin to sway. Maybe we should reach out a hand and help them stabilize.
I think so, too. I saw a friend actually swaying from side to side when I was younger, and then he fell forward. He fainted. I guess I could have stopped him if I knew what was going on. So, use that word sway sometime today. And let's continue with Nathaniel's story. While in the air, Dawin told us of some of his experiences. So, of course, they're up there enjoying the scenery, but they're also hearing some cool stories as well.
Yes, so the pilot, Dawin, is just telling about some of his experiences. He even told us of a close call he had experienced in Malaysia. So it sounds like there was something very exciting that happened while he was in Malaysia, but it was a close call. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a very interesting word, isn't it, Gabe?
I think so, too. A close call. That means it was a very near-death experience, perhaps. We're not exactly sure what Nathaniel means by this. I know Liz wants to share more about this phrase in the grammar gym. And then, of course, we'll spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi friends, welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz, and here's today's grammar tip sentence. Though he clearly enjoyed his job, he told us of a close call in Malaysia. Our focus is on the phrase close call. It's an informal expression we use to talk about a dangerous situation that somebody almost did not escape from. For example, if a person is driving and almost gets hit by another car, we can say that was a close call. Or We see in movies how secret agents try to get out of a building and barely escape without being noticed by the guards. That's a close call. Or, if you're trying to hide something and someone else almost finds out what you're doing, but you're still able to keep things hidden, then that is also a close call. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more examples. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们看 sum up 这个动词片语。Sum up 是指将某种情况或讨论做总结。注意 sum 这个动词的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 m 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 the best way of summing up our new management system is to say it is an absolute disaster. 所以贴切能够形容我们新的管理制度的一句话就是百分之百的灾难。继续我们看的是 sway 这个动词。Sway 是指前后或来回摇摆。例如 the heavy rainstorm made the ship sway from side to side. 严重的暴风雨让这艘船左右摇晃。或者是 we joined hands and swayed back and forth. 我们手握着手前后摇摆着。Sway 也指动摇或影响。例如 Eric was swayed by his friends and decided to quit school. Eric 被朋友影响决定不继续读书了。
We are on the third day of our article, Hualien from a Hot Air Balloon, and today we are reading about Nathaniel and his friends as they are riding through the air in this white balloon. We found out that as they gazed from the balloon, what they saw could be summed up in one word, beautiful. And the breeze blew gently and they swayed backward and forward from side to side and just enjoyed their trip. Well,We have a little bit more to learn in the rest of our article. Let's do that now.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. He had ballooned the world over, flying as high as 8 or 9,000 feet. His shirt read Hualien Ballooning, and he was indeed from Thailand. The burners heat air inside the balloon to take it up.A rope can be pulled to release air from the balloon. But there are no controls for direction. You go where the wind blows. Though difficult to pilot, hot air balloons are easy to enjoy. In what seemed like a moment, we found ourselves back on the ground.
Well, it was over pretty quickly. There is an English phrase this makes me think about...All good things must come to an end. Sometimes things just end too quickly, and we want to enjoy them for longer, but they're over, just like this hot air balloon trip. Well, how does this section begin, Carolyn?
It begins with, he had ballooned the world over, flying as high as 8 or 9,000 feet. And here, we're talking about their pilot, Darwin, and...He had been talking about a close call he experienced in Malaysia, and he has ballooned the world over.
Well, let's take a look at that phrase. I like this phrase, to do something the world over. That means to do it all over the world, or worldwide, around the world. So he's ballooned the world over. That means he's flown in hot air balloons all around the world.
And that would be very, very interesting to experience because you get a bird's eye view. So you are high up in the air looking down at the world below you. And I think it would be a very interesting way to experience different places in the world.
Oh, man, I'm kind of jealous. I would like to do this for myself. Well, what else can you do the world over? Some people love to travel. They have traveled the world over.Some people like to go backpacking and hiking in many different countries. They can say, I've backpacked the world over.
That's right. So perhaps you would like to explore the world over. Maybe you would like to do it in a hot air balloon. And Darwin has traveled to heights of 8 or 9,000 feet. This is very, very high up in the air, and it makes me think of being in an airplane.
I know. It's approaching that height, right? So a lot of airplanes fly at 35,000 feet. So this is also very, very high. Well, we continue learning about this. His shirt read, Hua Hin Ballooning, and he was indeed from Thailand. So Hua Hin is a place, a beach resort town in Thailand. I don't know if you've been there, but that's why Nathaniel says he was indeed from Thailand. So that's where he's from. Maybe Hua Hin is his hometown.
It very well could be, or at least he works there or has participated in ballooning events in Hua Hin, Thailand. Well, continuing, the burners heat air inside the balloon to take it up. So here we're learning a little bit more about how a hot air balloon works. We've talked about before how the burners were turned on, they breathed fire into the balloons, and it filled them with hot air, so the heated air inside the balloon makes it rise up into the sky.
That's right, and of course, there is a phrase, heat rises. So if you want to be cool in a room, then you want to go down below, so the air conditioning can be there below, because heat rises. Well, we're going to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, all about hot air.
So we've been talking about hot air balloons, and up till now, hot air means just that, air that is hot.
But hot air is also an informal expression that means empty or exaggerated talk. Someone might make a lot of promises, but then after a while you realize that their promises turned out to be a lot of hot air or empty talk.
And if someone is in the habit of boasting or making exaggerated remarks, then we can say the person is full of hot air.
I used to know such a person. He always told me how much money he had. He was just full of hot air. I stopped paying attention to him after a while.
Because he was such a blowhard?
Yes, he was a real blowhard. He loved to boast in an obnoxious way.
And what he blew was a lot of hot air.
Yes, you can say that again.
今天这一课讲的是 hot air balloons, 热气球。Hot air 除了字面上说的热气之外，也可以用来比喻夸张空洞的话。例如 ,his promises turn out to be a lot of hot air. 他所说的承诺结果全是空话。一些光说不练的人所说的话就可以叫做 hot air。如果有人一天到晚都在吹牛，我们可以说他是 full of hot air。而这种人呢，我们也可以称他为A blowhard, 就是一个爱吹牛的人。他所吹的全是 hot air。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys for those great idioms. Continuing learning about how hot air balloons work and how to pilot them, a rope can be pulled to release air from the balloon. So,A rope can be pulled. There's a rope in the balloon, and it is used to release air from the balloon. Now, release is a word from our word bank, and what does that mean, to release?
Well, you let something go. You make it free, so it is released. There's a lot of hot air in a hot air balloon. Sometimes you need to release some of that air. Maybe it will help make the balloon go down a bit.
That's right. So if you release the air from a balloon, then it will go lower. If you turn up the burner, then more hot air will be put inside the balloon and it will go higher. So here they can release air from the balloon by pulling on a rope. Now there are many other things that you can release. Maybe there is an animal who has been put in a cage, you can release the animal so that it is free.
It's true. Some people will release their birds. They have the cage, but then they release the bird to fly around for a little while. While we continue with this story, Nathaniel says, but there are no controls for direction. You go where the wind blows. That's a little different from flying in an airplane that has a direction. A hot air balloon just goes where the wind blows.
That's right. So it would be very difficult to steer this balloon, to direct it, or go in a particular direction. You're just being blown around by the wind. And continuing into the next sentence, though difficult to pilot, hot air balloons are easy to enjoy. And we have another word from our word bank here, the word pilot. Now, before we had learned that a pilot is a person who controls a balloon or a plane, mm-hmm. but here it's being used as a verb, and it means to just steer or direct.
Okay, so unlike an airplane, it's not easy to pilot a hot air balloon. You don't know exactly how to steer or direct this hot air balloon. But it might be difficult to pilot, but it's easy to enjoy. Well, we continue. In what seemed like a moment, we found ourselves back on the ground. And this is all too soon. It was very quick.
That's right. This was a very short ride in a hot air balloon that Nathaniel and his friends were able to enjoy, and it just seemed like a moment. So it was just so short. Maybe they were actually in the balloon for several minutes, or maybe even half an hour or an hour, but it seemed like a mm-hmm. moment. It was just over far too quickly.
And he said, we found ourselves back on the ground. So when you find yourself somewhere, that means maybe you were planning on being there, but it maybe happened suddenly. Maybe it didn't happen the way that you expected. You find yourself somewhere. And we find ourselves now at the end of our lesson for today. It's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 release 这个动词。Release 在这里是指释放或释出。例如 ,the device can help release heat when the engine is overheating. 当引擎过热的时候这个装置可以帮助释出高温。或者是 ,the toxic waste was released into the sewers without being processed. 这个有毒的废弃物未经处理就被释放到排水管里面了。Release 也可以指释放或出院。例如 ,the suspect was released after interrogation. 这名嫌犯被侦询之后就被释放了。所以我们看的是 pilot 这个字。我们昨天学过它的名词是指飞行员或引航员。例如 ,the airline pilot was trained in Britain. 这位航空公司的飞行员是在英国受训的。今天的 pilot 是当动词意思是指驾驶或领航。例如 ,he piloted his private jet all the way to San Francisco. 他驾驶自己的私人喷射机一路到旧金山。And let's see what our other teachers are up to.
Well, Nathaniel and his friends have indeed enjoyed a very nice ride up into the air in a hot air balloon. And he's written a very good lesson about his experiences in Hualien. Now, I'm wondering if you would like to join this kind of activity. Would you like to ride in a hot air balloon sometime? Carolyn?
Well, I think that it does sound like a really fun thing to do, although I do worry about how the wind can just blow you in any direction and maybe you rise and then you fall. So I think that if it were very controlled and very safe and I had a good pilot like Darwin, then maybe I would join this activity.
Well, I would suggest and recommend that you do try this sometime, Carolyn. Maybe we can fly in a hot air balloon together because it's something I've always wanted to do. Well, friends, we did learn some key words today, sum up, and I want you to try to sum up this 3-day lesson in a short paragraph, in a couple of sentences. All right, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.